It's Wednesday, April 27th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Tech workers and pay. How out of control is it? And attackability as a measure of vulnerability risk. This is the Business of Tech. Two articles crossed my desk about pay in the tech industry. First is the Wall Street Journal. Quote, wage inflation in the technology sector is accelerating, pressuring companies to boost compensation for key roles by 20% or more as they compete for a limited pool of workers skilled in areas such as cloud computing and data science. There is no single source of data on all tech jobs, but it is clear from a range of market analysts and executives that demand for labor in the tech sector is on the rise. During the first quarter, U.S. employers posted 1.1 million tech jobs, an increase of 43% from a year earlier, according to information technology trade group CompTIA. The tech roles in greatest demand include cloud computing architects, data scientists and modelers, and machine learning experts. Staffing firm Mondo, an Addison Group company, said that at the high end of the compensation range, cloud architects saw average salary increases of 25% between 2020 and this year, while average salaries for software engineers rose 11% over the same period. The article continues with stories of wage increases across the board, from venture capital Murray Hill reporting increases topping 20 or 30%, to the CEO of Ignite noting average wage increases of 50%, and some workers doubling their pay in the past year in their European operations in Poland. Insider had their version of the story too, and cited, quote, an internal Google survey recently obtained by Insider showing that a rising number of employees said that their total compensation wasn't competitive compared with similar jobs at other companies. While 63% of Googlers said their compensation was competitive in last year's survey, only 53% said the same in 2022. The article then looked at Glassdoor and Levels.fyi postings showing pay discrepancies, highlighting the difference between market pay, which is the competitive salaries used to attract hires, and current pay, which is what a company pays existing employees. Quote, the tech recruiting firm Dice reported that tech salaries increased over 6% in the past year to a record average of $104,056. In June 2020, wages rose a whopping average of 9.8% for our job switchers in the IT industry, from payroll firm ADP, telling the Wall Street Journal. Why do we care? Labor remains the number one cost line for IT services. You can't deliver services without people, regardless of how much automation you put in place. I won't gloss over the automation solution. That certainly should be part of the equation. What's notable is that those who lean into automation then are required to have those significantly more expensive humans running the systems. The paradox of removing humans from the system by automation also makes an organization incredibly reliant on the humans it has due to their high skill levels. And if the answer is the owner does it, you're really in trouble. I'm highlighting this risk area for owners and managers due to the speed of the changes. These are massive jumps in 1 year and likely well out of range of annual budget planning. It's just Q2. Those budgets may be incorrect already. Some research by Randori. The team examined attackability in the enterprise through the lens of Log4j exposure, quoting Dark Reading. Adversaries consider several factors when picking their targets, such as where the most initial damage would likely occur and what kind of impact the intrusion would have on the environment. Adversaries are more than likely to target applications that would allow them to remain in the environment, so they would be less interested in systems that have a lot of security software that would detect the intrusion. Applications that grant access to other systems or give adversaries privileged access would be a more tempting target. VMware Horizon is considered the most attackable because, if compromised, it gives adversaries access to the rest of the network. Mobile device management platform Jamf and single sign-on platform Ping Federate are used by 1 to 2% of the enterprise market, but are ranked second and third on the attackable list because of what adversaries would be able to do. And two attackers are back. Emotet's botnet has reemerged, focused on phishing emails and mass spam campaigns, and R-Evil's Tor servers are back up, recruiting new affiliates. The continuing trend of government investment in mitigation, the U.S. Department of Energy is providing $12 million in funding to six university teams to develop defense and mitigation tools for the U.S. energy systems to defend against cyber attacks. And finally, a fascinating profile of Bob Lord by NextGov, who is a new senior advisor at CISA after stints at Yahoo, Twitter, and the DNC. Here's what got my attention. He's, quote, something of a digital Marie Kondo, the Japanese tidying expert, decluttering the DNC's network, exercising old software, and canceling extraneous vendor contracts. Why do we care? A comparison to Marie Kondo particularly struck me. Is a minimalist approach optimal? How much so? How many services firms take this approach, that less is more? The other highlight for me today was attackability. Consider many of the multi-tenant tools used by IT services companies now. Just like Jamf and Pingfederate, they are highly attackable and remain tempting targets. Now combine the two. Is less more? Can you serve your customers better with a lot fewer tools? And to really bend your mind today, consider the previous story. Could you do that with more humans to ease your dependency on expensive ones? Feels like a lot of assumptions worth questioning today. Linode, a top infrastructure as a service provider, has resources specifically for helping MSPs explore the alternative cloud. Discover this growing market, one of the best-kept secrets in building a scalable, thriving, modern managed services provider business. Learn about the cloud provider landscape, improving KPIs, security, and more in Linode's free ebook, The MSP's Guide to Modern Cloud Infrastructure, available now. This resource and more at linode.com/MSP Radio. Thanks for listening. Yes, I'm aware of Elon Musk and Twitter. No, I haven't been talking about it because I can't answer why do we care for IT services companies. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.